We weighed out three categories of various. Of the Meister was the no Meister at all. Mr. No. The violin, the third category. We'll see if there's anything to be added to the third category. And then we spoke about the Machlokes Wisdom of Shimon, which we find that be the first and third category. The first is in most places in Shas, and the Machlokes application of the Wisdom of Shimon, Tov Shem Eskave, into the third category is now Sugi. We said like this, let's go over. One good day. What's the machlokes that Hashem is coming? But what's the etzem machlokes getting stuck? Well, we mentioned two things yesterday. We mentioned number one, there's no connection between the master he's doing and the result in question. Only the connection is something that happens. It might happen. Second thing is, they don't want it. But both of those things are correct. Very odd to meet the piece of yourself, so that mukhaf to make a chris, had it been mukhaf, then it would be in the gathered segregation. Yeah. Number two, he doesn't want it. They're interested in it. And let's repeat the. And let's repeat the. How do we know that he doesn't want it? How do we know that every Dovah Shem is having the Epsom? Is the lack of Watson. So we had a you can prove him also too, so we need to ship a family. But you can prove a question that we said Haga Atzmacho, it's Mufa for that. Haga Atzmacho. And the case we have, somebody wants to do a malacha and they're throwing their favors, somebody wants to kill somebody. Do any favor. He has to know if the first arrow will kill him, second arrow will follow succeed in hitting the target. But if he does, about this chayv, whatever he wanted to do, because he wanted to do it. So despite the fact that there's no idea that's going to happen, we're doing a meister. The rotsin is not to be chayv. Believe himself. If you look, loyal to us, he can't know that. The rotsin's enough. So mainly, the Hashem is coming means there's a lot of rotsin. Okay. Then we discuss. We move on to discuss the situation. The sheet of faces, another shalom in segregation. The Gemara says, "Vayda shimin." The segregation of well, yomus is higher. So the portion time segregation is not, and this is this point everybody is that there's an inevitable result. The case with the point of Rashi of segregation. Well, what is that? What are those words for the segregation of yomus? Rashi says it's kind of chicken's head for a different purpose, but about this the mice of the materials and come. What should you do about this? Segregation comes to make up. The chiddush of segregation is that three tastes, we're saying it like this. But the chiddush of segregation is that even though he's doing one maaseh and the doctor that the other maaseh interests him, as well as the other maaseh, but have a big hand if the result is an inevitable result. So it's considered to be his mice. Because what's, let's go back to the basic agdor. We said yesterday, we left out of the sikum. Well, what's the problem? How do we define what's a chisam dover shem eskavein? Chisam dover shem eskavein is what happens is not his mice. It's not considered to be his mice. It's as if it happened to me, man. That's the point of Shimon. But if you do, if it happens, it's higher. If he holds no, if he did something and sometimes it could have resulted and did result in everything and what happens, he's chayiv. He's responsible for his action. And Kodesh Shimon is not. It's not a question of responsibility. It's never Shem Meister. That is a seer of Bechal. And that's how one is going to have Shimon. Segregation. No, Mitzasek is even worse than that. Mitzasek is the body because of the leader. Mitzasek, he didn't do what he. Mitzasek is what he. The actual pula that he did is different than he intended to do. That's the problem. Here, he did the pula, but there's a certain result that could have happened. It could not have happened, it happened.
Is it similar to being in the same state it's not, and that makes it not considered a mitzvah?
Well, I'm assuming the fact that there are two things. In fact, he didn't know that was going to happen, and that he didn't want it, means that I was a seer before. What? Misasik is better than that. Misasik is better than that. The actual physical action that he did is not what he intended to do. It changed. That's how much it changed. He didn't do the physical action that he intended to do. He had no intention of doing that, so the following did it. That's better than that. Much less than we see on this one. Yeah, to say with Vita Isavis. Segregation is like this. Segregation is that the result is inevitable. It's a melee. That's enough to say that he's considered Vita Isavis. Every time they do A, B results, they can't say B is not Mesiachis to him. Because the inevitability of it tells us that in Halacha we look at him as being the Isavis of the second thing. So what's the din of saying on Shabbos? If he tastes this. So the din of Shabbos is, Shabbos introduces a new, so in Kotel Kulot Shem is by there that he has Shabbos the consequences. Every figuration is his answer. Is that we call Kotel Kulot Shem? Shabbos happens to have another requirement, that point of treatment. That is, they need the Moch Shuvah Gufa. They need the result that he's doing the in the law of the tzarech of the result of the tzarech that he's doing the mitzvah for coincides rather with the tzarech that he did in the mishkan, the lachas of the mishkan. That's what he wants to show. So now we say, yes, if it's a situation what's called integration with Nifo Lohan, so then despite the fact that this is mitzvah, we left the category of Zohar Hashem is coming, integration, if it's a like Nifo Lohan, not interested in it, so then it reminds them of Shemesh Fukufa. It's not worse to do something directly for a different reason. Right? It's not worse than Chayve Kuma. When it's Ochel Lafa, it's the whole of Moch Shemesh Fukufa. The Gabe Moch Shemesh Fukufa. Moch Shemesh Fukufa means he's interested in the Yipo Yor, Yipo Yaro. And here we didn't have only to take the offer, but you see them and they're like, it's a Moch Shemesh Fukufa. Which is a machlokes hanor, but another machlokes hanor. But the melacha shenis chukufa was high enough. If you hold potter, so then it remains potter. But not because the melacha was not. The melacha was not, but you're missing a requirement of chukufa. So what is the mutter to get involved in a situation that wouldn't be followed? Even if we pass the night of Shimon, the melacha shenis chukufa is also. I'm sorry. The Melech Shem Shukufa is not Chayv Chatos. But if the Mutter get involved in the Segmesh of the Lomni Cholay, the answer is no. Because not better, not worse than any Melech Shem Shukufa, by which we say, Poto Avalosu, Poto Avalosu. Poto Bari Mez Osu, Mez Avalosu, nevertheless. So every Segmesh of the Lomni Cholay, when Christ gets the Fruit of this, is Dosu, the Bonus, and it's a Dosu, the Melech Shem Shukufa. And Kondav Yudas Chayv.
Second Shabbos?
Talmud Shabbos, the idea of Moch Shem Shukufa don't get Shabbos. Something Shalom or Son in Shabbos here. Talmud Shabbos is not enough. Everyone, to do a Moch Shem Shukufa, that's also the Bono and the Koin Dov Shimon. Also the Rice, the Koin Dov Yudah. Now we say like this. The idea, the Tyson is in Yuma. Other places says that Melachas Mashav is also introduced another din, another requirement for Chiyuv beyond Dov Hashem is coming, and this negates every Dov Hashem is coming. The Haynu says it's Mechadish that even though Rav Yehuda holds Dov Hashem is coming, it's also and Chayuv. I'll give you the Shabbos really. That's only Shai Sritayu. And Shabbos. It's not a mechayim, because it needed sheyichoshev or yachshev lasas melacha. And that requirement we learn from Melachos Shabbos. That's the Dov Hashem is having a double dose. Now, again, I'm just using it almost on the side. We're talking about here, Dov Hashem is having, not segregation. The Vina Shiach Shavas and Moch. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, what's he missing? What's he missing? What is this halacha again? Dov Hashem is having, the Holy Spirit is high with Dov Yudah. Don't know if you do now, which you don't do. Dov Hashem is also in high. Dov Hashem is having a Shabbos is also Bezan Chayiv. Why is it not Chayiv? Because if somebody does a pulu which might or not result, might or might not result in the malacha. And if the pulu is in the gear Shabbos, so it's Chayiv. If it happens. Shabbos, when you view the photo of a loss, also that's possible. Why? Because there is a malacha for Shabbos. Now that could be understood in one of two ways, we'll see. For sure, it means, what is the law of Machshavis? That's Machshavis. But what law do we want from that? So one thing which you could say, which is true, is that the afternoon is going to happen. Whereas in Shavis, where you have the very point, the person sets out to, again, only in front of a video. The person starts doing Maisa. And the result might or might not happen. The result is in Nisu. It also will take a chance, and if it happens, despite the fact that when he set out to do the master, he didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know. And he wasn't intending to do it either. Because if he's intending to do it, he's still going to be fine. Shai Shavitari, you don't need either. You don't need Yosin. You don't need Yidia. Either one's enough. If it happens, it's fine. Shabbos, so it could be, this Torah says, not as much Shabbos, you need Yidia. That's impossible. You need to know that's gonna happen. And if it doesn't, if you don't know, and if it's not it's a great choice, you don't yes or no. It's culture. The Gamish Lema perhaps, we'll see actually later. Gamish Lema that and we said this yesterday that actually Yehoshe Vayashav Lasid means that he wants it to happen. He wants it to happen. Even Shai Sai Tayo somebody didn't not interested in making a moon happen, but he's interested in letting being make his down from the behavior from his culture, from the culture. And he makes a mum, too bad, they like it or not. He don't feel like Samuel said, don't feel like Machot Zuz. The person doesn't have to smack his lips after he eats Machot Zuz. Yeah. It's not really a good question. Now, according to Neveh was that, no, he did it. So, according to this guy, the Shabbos has to be either handle, either he did it, going to do, or he wasn't to do it. It's no Shem Shabbat. And either one of those, not the one of those, not the Shabbos. We'll come back to Mozart, which comes in. Now let's come back to the segregation. Let me just put on, just explain a little bit of segregation in either way. Segregation is like this. Segregation, since the result is inevitable, so segregation is like this. It takes away the historian of Dov Hashem Shkabim Kondo Kshimin, and that which you just said also is not a problem. Is it Yachshav Asa? The answer is yes. We know this is going to happen. Every time he does A, B is an automatic result. It's such a heavy chip. It's a heavy chip. And the door is sound. So it's inevitable that he moves it from here to there. It's inevitable, it's going to make an achrit. That's a figuration. With the idea is present. The idea is present because he knows that it's going to happen. He doesn't know. We're talking about a bendas, he knows that this is what's going to happen. Now the Oroch, according by the Oroch, has the Meshita. Let's begin with Shinas Oroch in Shabbos. And the Father Shabbos. Shinas Oroch, the Chayim Rambam, from the Chayim is. That situation that the Lord Nifal, the Lord remains, the Mutu remains together, the Dov Hashem is coming. And the Chiddush of Segregation, that the Moshe has made of Shimon, the Segregation, we almost, the Davki by what? Segregation of the Nifal. Again, if it remains one Nifal, if the situation of the Nifal, it remains the category of Enem is coming. Now, the physical description, the cause and effect of segregation is the same as Omer. But by that I mean, if segregation is a term which describes when he does one pula and the result is automatic, is inevitable. Automatic or inevitable. And that basic definition, that basic physical definition is the same. The Omer is asking for that. You have a different definition of the causal relationship of what he's doing, what's resulting. Don't make me think about that. Same, everybody's asking for that. One thing, there's one thing, and there's an inevitable result. But the Oroch says if he's not interested in it, if he doesn't want it, made the Kohen Shimon Dov Hashem Shkavim. Which means what? Which means that the only case in which we can say Moed Vav Shimon Shigreshlo, the Shigreshlo is Nicholai. What do you want? Shigreshlo is Nicholai. What does Nicholai mean? What does Nicholai mean? If he wants it, he wants it. He's interested in the result. So here is a very postulate and it's an overwhelming shadow. Im kena dova, so what's the chidushim? He says something and he knows it's going to happen, he wants it to happen. He knows and he wants the result. That's a chidush. And not only that, if you take with himself, it's a kufa on the gimel. He sees machayit on the loin. Whether Hashem is happy made the integration of Oyomus. Abai Lechavila didn't hold of that. Abai held Rav Shimon and Lechavila. Then he then changed his mind. Abai Lechavila didn't hold the Meidu Rav Shimon with integration. He was the Meidu Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds the Rav Shimon. The Meidu Rav Shimon with integration. So we're saying like this. Bishlam, according to the question like this. Okay, we're asking a really one question. According to Ovuch, that the whole Chiddush of integration of Oyomus is only when Tanifale, when he's interested in the result, because when he's not interested in the result, in result remains the Dov Hashem Shkavim. So the question is, how do we be a machlis bar? If he wants it, so kosher is chayiv. If he wants it, chayiv, even if it's not inevitable, now we're haga asmach okes. He's trying to shoot something, trying to kill somebody by shooting the arrow. Okay? He wants it to happen, if it happens, it's chayiv. There's no question about it. Even though he's not sure that it's going to happen. So you don't need the inevitability of it if he wants it. So what's going on in the integration? What's our law of integration? Made the shim, the chidush. And if I didn't hold of it, how can you not hold of it? He wants it. Oh, so the answer, right, that's the answer. The answer is, we omit on the answer, from the chart of the Oroch, the case the Oroch gives, after the integration. Did anybody look it up? Did anybody bring an Oroch? Yes, no? Sig Rachel Yomus, Pesh Mishukh Rachel Shalchai. Hakul Yadim Gibbachatik Rachel Yomus. Vim Omar. He posted Bechai Berian, he's talking about Ben Oba. He said, Vim Omar, Ainim Skavim Shosso, he's not interested in killing him. He chops off his head. He doesn't want to kill him. El Hoytzi Menu Dam. So the author said, Ain Mamash Vidborah. Listen to the Lashon. The Oroch is addressing, Ain mamash dov. El havek yim eskavein lohamisa v'yoytzeyachu. V'echer polo gav shimin gigoyin gireiro. Shabit something to Evshet, lo yovid, might not happen. If he lo yovid, and if even if it's going to happen, Evshet lo nicholet. Evshet lo nicholet, v'chein the other examples here. So here's the answer. V'im zayik heite in the Oroch, the answer is, Ain mamash dov. That which he protests. He doesn't say that, I thought he wasn't going to die. I'm saying that. He doesn't, such a fate they wouldn't talk about. He says, He says, the Kiddush of Segreshov, that the Gemara Machadish made the Shem Segreshov Yomut, addresses Taki directly the idea of motivation for doing the Maisa. Kind of like this. There's two types of motivation. The Taki of Shem is the primary motivation, say in English, the secondary motivation. And what's the Taki mean between the two? The primary motivation is that this is what's making him do the action. And not for this motivation, he wouldn't have done it. Either because it's too late or because it's whatever reason. Doesn't get out the door for this reason. Secondary motivation is something which, despite the fact that he's not doing it for this purpose, but he's interested in his grandkids, but it's part of the, it's motivating him to do it. He's also motivated to do it. At that time, it wouldn't possibly be to leave his state of inertia of Sheva Taisa and to initiate some kind of an action. But he's, this is, the action is being motivated also by this, sanitarily by this. So the Chiddush here, it's the Chiddush here, Shaila is in Kota Gula, in Kavona, now we have all this. What do you say?
It's like Aga, when he's doing, he'll be Mahanath on this as
well. Yeah. So now it's like this, a mammoth revolver. Somebody says, not talking about a cow, talking about a human being. Somebody says, you tell Tony you're killing him. He killed him. And he said, but he wasn't interested in killing him. It was mammoth, the animal's coming. He was interested in only draining him of all his blood. So we say, had he not been interested in killing him, he wouldn't have done that. That's what any mammoth is all. We don't believe it. Like, I mean, to bring it home, he had to, did not have done such a case. Such a case, which is very clear. That if not for the second thing, if not for the fact he's motivated to kill him, without the motivation, he wouldn't have done it. So there we see quote, that even though you protest and says no, and he's having, then he mounted vote. I mean, it's certainly part of the what motivated him to do. Why? Oh, well, why is the call of segregation? Why is the binary hold of that? Because that's to kill him, not that would have killed him. Not that would have killed him. But killing him is also on the if he can promise that, it's also good. So mainly we learn from that the other cases. Also the case of Drago, in which his interest is such. That's why it's machlokes. And that's why it's a chiddush. Major problem. So we look also at the weird from like this, according to context. The Shimon holds Dovah Shemesh Kavein is the mutter, which means like this. Dovah Shemesh Kavein means that the two things missing. Two things missing. Here we're talking about Vika, you're missing Chavon and Rotsin for the result. That's Dovah Shemesh Kavein. That's Dovah Shemesh Kavein. Which is something we have to realize and require, but if you require, it's going to be Chavon and Rotsin for the result. So the Gemara's Mechadish, that this type of Kavana is enough to make him fight. Make him fight. So then Dovah Shemesh Kavein is coming to Kotel Kula. Whether it's to make him move, make him whatever it is. If he has this Kavana, he's Chayiv. If he doesn't have it, he's not Chayiv. Now, the Shalosh HaShayla. Why does it be Yim Kain HaDova? There's a very obvious question here. But one more thing we have to put into what in the confession of Ronda was going on? Like our place, status of the students. We've been trying to see. If you find the Oroch, so if you say the coin to Oroch, there's a Chiddush in that the Chiddush in Kavon and Rotsin. So why does the Chiddush at the time only the action of segregation? Very important to do here. What is segregation for? The Chiddush is a secondary motivation, but also motivation can simply be a miscarriage. But we said before that if somebody does something and he doesn't know if he's going to be segregation or not, but he would like to be segregation, he's hired. So once having been Mechadish, once acknowledged Mechadish to us, that the secondary Kavanda is also Kavanda and Rotsin, so what needed in the seal of segregation? Right, everybody hear the questions, and the obvious questions, Queen's honesty, what do you need? So what do you need the second, the case, the background of the racial? Because that we said, and correct, that in terms of the cause and effect, the physical causal effect, the Oroch Maskim to all the Shanyim, that the Tzor result is an inevitable result of the Maestro is doing. But since the Oroch also has his vote, that there's votes in here, what do you need the inevitability for? And the answer is what? How is it this? What's the answer? This is the answer. The answer is like this. Fishnaimer, when somebody's doing something, and a maestro, whether in Kotel Kuo, comes with a maestro. And this is his primary motivation, it's Kafakach. He wants a certain result. Then we say that if that happens, that's his maestro, because that's what he wanted to do. But here the, we have a Chiddush here. This Chiddush, the secondary motivation, also has a din and shame, Rotsin and Kavon. But that's all about who, but it only has a shame meister, being that it's a secondary motivation, it's not causing him to get up and the kumasay and do something, and it's bottles, but tofel, not bottle, but it's tofel, by definition. Secondary means secondary, something primary. It's Tovel, his primary motivation. So Giyad Gavna, for this result, the Avashay Meister, it's only if you have the secondary dimension that it's an inevitable result of what he's doing. Kind of like if he's doing the Iker, his Iker, Asi, and Iker Kavon, the two things we say now. His Iker Kavon and his Iker Meister is A, he's doing one thing. If to take out the blood or to do the Shlubber, the Shlubber bench. But now we say like this, according to Oruch, the if this A is number one, an inevitable result, and number two, he's interested in that, secondarily, but interested in that, then we say the inevitable result, which also has a secondary Kavon and Rotson, is also his Maiseh, but how his Asiyah and his Maiseh, but take away either one of the two, and it goes back to being Dovshem is coming.
If it's primary motivation, then it would be the thought, and then it should be the shot. If it's primary motivation, then that's the regular case.
Right, that's the only integration. That's Haifa trying to do it. He tried to do it, and if he did it, he's Haifa. He didn't do it, he'll try again.
The secondary motivation is only the Haifa in the case of integration.
Yeah. Two go together. Yeah, let's see what Chaim says about this. What we're saying about the here's the first piece of the Shabbos. There's a few lines again. Right, the kasha that the Magi Mishnah already. Then it's the Yishayim's kasha. Yishayim's kasha Yishayim said that if you hold, I mean, Titus, if you hold Melochah Shein Esvichu Gufa Chayev here, come back to Shabbos. If you hold Melochah Shein Esvichu Gufa is Chayev on Shabbos, and then you hold the situation well, neither way is also fine. Correct? So you don't even know anymore. That is the goal. That is it. Because the only thing that also that the situation well, neither way is missing is Svichel Guva. And if you hold the end Svichel Guva is fine, so then it's fine. Now, the Rambam hammers all, we said yesterday already. The Rambam hammers the whole. The Rambam hammers the whole. The Rambam hammers the whole. Nevertheless, the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that the Rambam holds that the Gresha, the Lamifalei, is Mutu. Mutu Ka. Not only is it not Osen, it's not Chayiv. Not only is it not Chayiv, it's Mutu Kuvi. Kuvi is Mutu. I think it's Mutu. It's different, but not Chayiv, for sure. Kuvi is Mutu. How can that be? How can it be? It's not a Mishan Kasha. We should have seen in the Rambam.
Both things is Chayiv?
Huh?
Both things is Osen Chayiv?
Loch and Guru is Chayiv. That's a sure Rambam. That's a Jewish Rambam. And the three cases about which and the Mabit Musa and Sod Nochosh and the Svi the Ram Sevis Musa so do I so the time the answer is let's see how this applies to here that the Rambam held on Yoruch Rambam held on Yoruch. And here's a very important point here. Ram held on Yoruch. The Oruch Shita is that the Chiddush of Tigresha is not only, it's not enough to say, being the Chiddush of Tigresha, the Tigresha is, the Moidu Shem Tigresha, is not enough, the result is inevitable, and then somebody has to shame myself. But rather, we do one thing, that to be considered the Oishem Meister, another thing, we need not only the inevitability of the result, but also the loss of the result. Chaim adds very nice, that what's the mark of these two things? It has to be, one, inevitable, two, he has to offer to it. So Chaim says, very good. But Chaim says that these two Mekoyes, one of them is in the Din of Kol Terekuot of Shem Shavim, the other one's rooted in Machat Mashavis. Which is which? Says to Chaim, the Din, that they have to, the Din, what we call inevitability, what he calls the idea that it's going to happen, alright, we call it in English inevitability, and he calls it idea. Inevitable, so you know it's going to happen. Of course you know, unless he's a, you know, he does this. If he shoves a heavy shoe in sand, he's going to make a shoe. Okay. So that, he said, that, the mark of that the idea that halacha is a function of machas machshavas. That's something that only Shabbos needs. A Shabbos needs. The other din of rotzen, you learn from kotavur, from din of rotzen shabbos in kol atarikur, that you need kavana for the result. Then maybe it's like this. Something that, and without the one of the result, remains Zohar Shem Shabbat. So these are the two things. These are the two things that we said about it. That it's a need inevitable, and it is if you want it. If you're missing any one of the two, it remains Zohar Shem Shabbat. That's why the Rambam can pass, even the Rambam passes Zohar Shem Shabbat and Zohar Shem Shabbat and I'm sorry, even the Rambam passes Zohar Shem Shabbat is Chayiv, but that's only doing a Maaseh. But therefore, he's doing Gazam Hashem Maaseh. Why is it not Hashem Maaseh? Gazam Hashem Maaseh, because it's Dov Hashem Shkavein, which comes from probably like a universal principle of Dov Hashem Shkavein, Kvanim Shem Gazam Maaseh. So the Absegresh, the Nihola means they're doing it, they have to knock a bone from his out. It's still mutter, it's still together, Dov Hashem Shkavein, Kvanim Shem Gazam Maaseh. Before we say two things here. The Rosh, and then the Shayim, Everything's answered. What he's doing a direct Maise. He's digging, he's making a hole in the ground. Making a hole in the ground is Melechus Ramisha. But he's doing it for a different purpose. Then he's Chayim. But if he's doing a different Maise, if what we define, we perceive what he's doing is a different Maise, he's loving a chair, he's not taking a shovel. He's loving a chair, means his whole Pu'ula, his Asiya, is something else. Elamad is an inevitable result of making a hole in the ground. So then we say, if he'd be making a hole directly, so then he's Chayim. Since he's doing it indirectly, and the relationship is that of Sigresho, so we say, in order to leave the category of any miskaven, he has to be a miskaven with the result. He has to have rots and nichus of the result. Without rots and nichus of the result, remains Dov Hashem miskaven. Dov Hashem miskaven is mutter Shabbos. Dov Hashem is nichus of the chayes chayim Shabbos. Any miskaven remains mutter or potter. Now, the Rosh, there are two things here. But then we come from one Dov Hashem, not Dov Hashem. Then we come from Dov Hashem, yeah.
What do you
do
in
again, because that's the whole part of Sigresha. He's doing one thing, and what's happened? He's not out to do this. He's not doing this master. He's doing in terms of what he's doing. He's shopping, he's transporting an item from place A to place B. If we have this type of Muslim, we wouldn't make a big deal, that's possible. That we define a person's action in terms of what is he doing? He's saying, in global terms, what's he doing? So Gary Oder made the Kisa Shabbos not making a Chavisha, he's not making a Chavisha, he's not doing a Chavisha. Chavisha is a result of what he's doing. He's doing it transporting, transportation. Chavisha might result, or it will always result. So that's how we've done the result is Maisa. It's Bechal Maisa not. So then he has one approach, one is another approach. But it begins with a split between what we call what he's doing, what's happening. The Rosh, I forgot to bring a Shabbos, right? You look at the Rosh in Shabbos, in the 14th parish, Shemesh Rotsen. The Olaf says the Olaf Shimon Tigresh El Hech Benishua. The Rosh doesn't like it. The Hainu, I mean, we'll see, I'm sorry. The Hainu Daf Gilinian Shabbos, here's what it says. Hainu Daf, you don't accept the Och, but only Lemech, the Shitovir. Hainu Daf Gilinian Shabbos, the Vinian Lech Esmach Shabbos. Now, the Beshari Suyim, the Vinian the Nicholai. I think it's right. What does the Lord say? The Lord says that they can't have a segregation. A segregation, as they're doing one thing, something else is inevitably happening. How have we done that? The Taita says, if it's inevitably happening, it is Maisa. Argue, we call it a Kulu. The Lord says, it's not Maisa at all. It's never Chayim. The Lord says, in call it a Kulu, it's Chayim. And Shabbos is part of because being in Lech is not Shabbos. Yes, what is even here? Oh, seems to be, seems that the Rosh is Mamash going out of the time, very good. Seems that the Rosh, the thought of the Rosh, in terms of what to learn from the universal principle of Rosh Hashanah, what to learn from Lech is not Shabbos, Mamash Pakeshon of time. That if the Rosh says then Shabbos only is not Chayiv and Kol Tarkuva is Yer Chayiv, so it means in Kol Tarkuva the universal din or principle of Dovah Shabbos Kavein is not as Maise only requires the causal connection, or what you call Yidia, or the causal connection. If he's doing A and he knows B is going to result, because the B is an inevitable result, that's enough to make him Maise Maise of Gavi Kol Tarkuva. Shabbos has a new halacha. In addition, Shabbos has the law that you need Rotsen, Kavon, and that he wants to have from Lachman Shabbos. That he wants from Lachman Shabbos. Don't you just be opposite of Lachman Shabbos? Of course, saying Rava, you can say it in Hanum. But this, the Rosh, the Kavon Shabbos seems to be the opposite. This, the Rav Nama Seg in Shem Haimin, where he pointed out, in Shem Haimin, that the Rosh is almost like the Rav Chaim distinction above the other Rosh. Almost the other Rosh. Now, Rav Chaim, however, brings a raya, which we will come back to our sugya. What we're going to do now, everything we've been talking about before we come to this one inclusive of time, then we'll come back to our sugya. So what we're headed to do is everything we're talking about is in category one of Yisroel. Meister, cool. So how does it come, how does it fit into our sugya, so and let's say, before we leave Rav Chaim proves his approach in our sugya. The Chaim's approach in the Rambam is like this, not Nochamot. The Chaim's approach is that the Dovah Shem Mitzkaven includes two things, and there are two things you have to get around. One is what he calls Yidin Yidiyah. The other one he calls Kavon and Rotsen. Rav Chaim said Kavon and Rotsen comes from the universal principle of Kol Terekuva, Dovah Shem Mitzkaven. The idea comes from Machshavet. It says Machshavet. Machshavet means you have to think. Think doesn't mean want. Think means to know. What the Chaim says to think. Children of the world. Now, it says, Mevul Hedya, this is the kid Mamash HaOsuri. It says, Chayn Nir, Tahanah Shnei Dinim, Tahanah Shnei Dinim, Chalugim Hayim Bisay Dinim. The Dovah Shem is Kavein, the general din, is Tolim Kavon of Erotzen. Vafil Imeidei Vavada Sheyase, right? Who always says the Dovah B'das, but Mikol Mokoyim Toli Kavnosei, Yim Toli B'Kavnosei, it's not enough that he knows that there's a causal relationship that's going to happen, but we need him to want it. Mitzkamen Zeim Lav. And then he says, the other one comes from Machshavis. Mashenke, I read the Mashenke, and the B'din Mokos Machshavis. Ein Yisrei Dina Toli B'Kavon V'Rotzen. Ki Yim B'Das, the knowledge, Shoreis Yisam Locha, he knows he's doing it. And he says, "Ze Yisrael Hachdina to Machs Machshavah, Shiasa Yisam Locha B'Daz Machshavah." He says, "The Machshavah Mivachshavah, the knowledge of the causal relationship." Now, how does he know that Dovah Shem Mitzkaven in Kol Terekuva has to do with Kavon and Rotsen? Kimbul Hedi V'Psachim Daf Chof Hey, and he brings out Sugya. Hano Abol Odom Akochay, Bayom Amutaret Ov Amosu. Kipligi Adavshav V'Kom Mechavin. Kipligi Doleyavshav V'Kom Mechavin. And I leave it at Shem and Ozal means. Second lesson. I leave it up to him in the Ozal Bosar. Kavone, Kulam of Vigid Oslo. So we're trying, what do you see from here? We're dealing with Kotel Kul and Shabbos. And it says, Kavona, Kavona is the main thing here. Kavona is not the Mechayiv. Harei, the Avagav Shedeh Bevadai, and forget, you need Dav Kavona, Kavona is enough. Avagav Shedeh Bevadai, Shemegil Oyano, but Mikol Mokoyim, Yimishkavin also, and Yimishkavin Shoyim. The Gemara is trailing, and in the Shemin, if he does it, if he doesn't hold it. What's the principle of Dovet and Miskavin is Muta? And Miskavin is also in Yikavona. He says it's even our Sugye, that's all in Rotson. If he has Rotson to get them, no, he's Chayfet. Without, he's not Chayfet. Okay, now we have to see one more thing. So the question is, and then let me give you a sugya portion. Come back over to you. What does Tosfos say? Let's start going through Tosfos, we'll get to the main point in the Bab Sugya, so we'll start from the beginning. But you have to wait for Macham and Kulam of Ligay. Kulam, we should come on the other side, Kulam, me and the Bible of them. There's no chalik between them, and why kligi to show behind the coins of shim? Because why actually like a mechavein a vidu osa? That is the most chedjin in the sugya. The rova mukhi of kugit the vidu of shimin. Rova says that Rav Shimon asks by loy. Rav Shimon is not the dafka by loy after loy. Come mechavein. Rova the mukhi of kugit the vidu of shimin. Loy after loy mechavein. Because if it's effort to get around it, kol madu made of shimin. It's also even though it's an Amos Kavein. So it must be when the Gemara says, so Rav Yudah must, Rav Yudah the Chalgam Shemim is Chalik with Mechalikis, why have to like a Mechavein? So Mele Kulam, it doesn't mean all Tanoim, Kulam means by Nuov. We go down Mele, why have to like a Mechavein, Kulam, or the Shavi, Hai Kulam, Hai Rav Yudah Shemim. Because we shift the focus of Mechalikis, and Yikidam, we shift Mechalikis to after we work on the Chavit. And we work on the Chavit, we even put it in the Vida. But Kuyam, the big good Am, the hot of Noket, Abba Mashim, Shan, and Rosh, and Rishon. This is nice Raya. The Gemara doesn't repeat all scenarios in the Yigad Am. Just the scenarios in which the difference between the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra. The very hot of Noket, Abba Mashim, Shan, the Rosh, and Rishon. Me, Rosh, and Rishon. But he will not get the big good Am, after the Chavit, and Kuyam, and Rosh, because it's no Kiddush now. Oh, okay, good. So Tosfos now. Here we come to the basic emotion of sugya. Here's the big machlokes of Rishonim. Says Tosfos, the whole sugya is talking about the lack of segregation. Given the lack of segregation. The segregation made of Shimon. What does that mean? What's the text in Moshe's practical terms? What does it mean, the lack of segregation? What does it mean? Yeah. Which means what? We're focusing on the Efshe, right? Efshe below Efshe, yeah. By what? Means he has to go from one place to another. Has to go from one place to another. And so Lo Yefshe doesn't mean, and Efshe Lo Yefshe doesn't mean, Efshe Lo Yefshe means that he has a choice. But even if he has no choice, don't think that the only way to get from place A to place B is on this highway, on the street, and there he's going to Zerech or Vazor, which will inevitably come to him, and we know that that's Mutu. He says, that's a segregation. So it must be holding that there's even, in all cases, it's not a segregation. Which means it might happen, might not happen. How could it not happen? What? Right, who like the Rosh says? That's what the Rosh says. What? No, the Efshe and the Efshe means it has to go here, can go somewhere else. It doesn't have to be here, then it shouldn't be here. But even if it has to be here, if it's inevitable, so then there's no help.
No, he didn't plug his nose, he wasn't there, nothing to talk about.
Talk about it. He went and for one reason or another, he ended up being Nana. He ends up being then from whatever it is. So then there's a difference between Avshalom and Mechavim.
Once he went in and he didn't, let's say we say it's not a separation because it's not inevitable, right? It's not inevitable. It's something he could have gone to prevent it once he was in, right? So therefore, by going in, it's not going in separation because one time it's only one.
What's the question?
So if the fact that he could do something, the yachol, that he could do something to prevent it from being in separation, then why shouldn't that also make it the same at least the same level as Epsha? He should be able to do something to get out of the situation. Why should it be different that the fact that he could plug his nose and stop segregation, and that stops segregation, why shouldn't that be enough to make it that the whole case is considered a case of Epsha? The same thing is running out the door.
Because, okay, Epsha means, you find Epsha as being not the interaction with the... Epsha means that Epsha is not the refrain from plugging his nose. Epsha means he could have gone somewhere else. We'll explain, it's a valid question. Let's explain what's going on here. Let's read the line in the Rosh. The Rosh Hashanah says, what he said. That mucha taisa means that, but it could be. Taisa says that the Rosh says, my way, the 8 lines down, second column here. The way I have a segregation, Kigain Shayacha Lustaim Nechiro, Shoyen Nemerech. Why? It says the Rosh, because if it's a segregation, Mamish, Have a Kimiskavim Holy Savidarasa. On the other hand, Kaidua, Chaim also means it now. The who's the Bakuk on Taisa is the Rani Kum. It's in Perigid and Usher. The seventh parak in Chul in the Dapi Arif at Daf Lamed Beis, and says, "Kaimel Kav Shumin Dovah Shem Skavin Mutzah." Udidek Madim Hanod Lo Mechavin Shori Mutzah. The Muchach Parak Osho Al Sugi. The Impain Pchitayim Ab Sigurei Shohu. The Kaimel Moed Ab Shumin Ab Sigurei Shohu Yomus Less. The Linyan Hanod Vaday Avakav Tavim Sigurei Shohu. Every life, they go away to Mechel Ksus. We do come from it, Hashem. We don't disagree with Heidi with Isis here. So we have to explain, now we have to look at this, here's what we do. We have to explain what's the Mechel Ksus and the Ran, what's Tolgan. But more fundamentally, we have to explain, Bechal, how does Rabbi Yom Shimon, how does the Mechel Ksus fit into our whole sugya? But what is he not doing anything? So we have it. Chaim gave us a Pesach here a little bit, but we haven't developed the idea. But most of the categories in terms of ideas we developed until now, in terms of mice and result, what does that have to do with our sugya? We don't know about this. In the end, from the Rechana, with the ritual, and dog, with the different yugim, how many shiny we have to know. How's that? What's going on here? Is it the same sugya? Is it a whole different sugya? And if it's the same sugya, what's the common denominator? How do you put it together? That's something to think about. You have to work out. It's not much as the Iker Avon and the Sugya. And then what's Machlag gets twice in the Ran? How do we approach that? The situation. We'll see that in Mitzvah Hashem. Now make sure that then, we'll also see tomorrow in the Nether, make sure the Chovetz Chaim Kaidu has the whole shiur about this in Kalabot. Especially in Be'er Mayim Chaim, in two places, the first Avon Sugya. And there, he's not talking about Yisrael. No, I'll tell you what's going on there, and I'll help you think about it. Save time. But what Chavos Chaim does, tell you what he's doing, to help you think about it. What Chavos Chaim does is he takes the service of our sugya, which talking about Yisrael, no, and he brings them over into the second category that we talked about yesterday. Just being in the master. He's talking about listening to Lashon Hara. Somebody's in the place where he's hearing Lashon Hara. What is it? He has to jump out the window? Or at least the halachas of this sugya class. That's a shy little bit. Okay.